Another problem.
Okay, we're gonna give everybody a second to come on. This is episode 70. Episode 70. You guys, come on, hit that like and that share button. Come on, hit that like and that share button. You guys seen the flyer? You guys have shared it. You guys know we got going on. This is different from my regular one-on-one interviews. This time, I want to let a mother tell her story. This is a little different, guys. And we're gonna make sure you guys come on in and hit that share button. Okay. Oh, you guys see we got Miss Rashika Oliver, and we want to let her tell her story. We all know what happened. 14-year-old son was killed in a tragic accident. But before we do that, we want to let Rashika tell us who is Tyler.
Tyler was a lovable person.
Okay,
he was the type of person. If you meet him, you never forget him.
Okay.
You will constantly ask. If you see me or know that I was his mother, you will constantly ask, where's Tyler?
Okay.
That boy loved to ask questions.
Okay.
He will ask you 1,000 questions. What you do? Where you work?
Okay.
You know, he was kind-hearted.
Okay.
He was a hustler.
Okay.
Because he will hustle you out of anything. Or ask you questions about business. He was a businessman.
Okay.
He was just genuine, sweet, a different type of child. He was more like an old soul, more like you wouldn't think he was 14 years old. You would think he'd been about 17.
Because
the way he would hold a conversation with you or talk, you'd be like, boy, how old you is? 14.
Yeah,
he know how to drive 5-speed.
Well, he better than me. I'm 34 years old. I can't drive a 5-speed right now.
That boy would change oil, tires, cut grass.
He's a good country boy.
Did everything. And just because he wanted to learn.
Okay. And y'all actually, so y'all were actually from Santee?
Yes.
Ellery?
Ellery Santee.
Same thing.
Shout out
to my people from Santee, Ellery, because I'm saying that, y'all, because for anybody who know, they do not say they're the same. Like, hey,
I'm from Santee.
I'm Ellery. I'm from Van. So that's good. So, what elementary school did he go to?
He went to Vance Elementary School.
Shout out to Vance. Shout out to Vance. Okay, and so did he any play in the ball? I see he's a pretty. I see that family picture. He's bigger than the rest of y'all. He was bigger than the rest of y'all.
He tried.
Okay.
He was like, "Mom, I want to play football." I said, "Okay, you know you got abs. I want to try." Like second day of practice, like, "Mom, I want to play football."
Oh, yeah.
I said, "Okay, so what you want to do?" He was like, "I'm gonna be a millionaire." He's like, "I'm gonna sell dogs. I'm gonna race." He said he wanted to be a professional dirt bike driver. I never forget his principal asked him, "Solo, what you gonna be when you grow up?" He said, "Professional dirt bike driver." The principal turned to him and said, "I ain't never heard a child tell me nothing like this."
I haven't either.
So I was like, "Don't y'all be trying to pick at my son now." He was like, "For real, I'm gonna be a professional dirt." So he got into dirt bikes, four wheelers, and dogs.
But you know, the good thing I like about that is that why can't he be professional dirt right? Professional dirt right? Because our counterparts, they teach their sons the steps that it takes to be a professional. I forgot whatever they call it to be in that thing and to get the sponsorships.
Right.
Okay. So he going around. So at what point in life did he say he wanted to be a professional dirt bike rider?
He is around 11.
11. Okay. Mm-hmm. 11, he said you're going to be a professional dirt bike rider. And so, like I said, I saw him, like, man, that's a big kid. Okay, yeah, so.
He sprouted so fast.
He sprouted?
Yes, because I was like, all right, just because you told him, you know, that don't mean nothing now. But, Mom, go ahead with that. My oldest son, I'll be like, Mom, I'll hold him down for you.
Okay.
I said, he's bigger than
him. He is bigger than him. he is bigger than him. So at what point, about 12 or 13, he kind of got a.
Around about 12, he just started getting taller and thicker. And I was like, ooh. Everybody started looking. Okay, that's his daddy. He's his daddy child.
Hey, MTN.
Not a country folk.
Oh, yeah. We definitely love that. Mm-hmm. So what high school did he hit? Did he make it to high school?
Mm-mm. He would have been graduating. He graduated this year, and he would have been going to high school.
Going to high school? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So he was going
eighth grade.
And so what school was he in?
He was at Hollywood Middle School.
Hollywood Middle School? Okay. So he's in Holly Hill Middle School in the 8th grade, just being a kid, having fun, trying to be the best dirt bike professional rider.
Yes, dog raising
Dog
dogs.
raising. And me too, I love about dog raising. People don't realize, I think we always realize it, but now dog breeding has become a million dollar
Millionaire.
business.
Yes. And I was never interested in
Have
dogs
become a million dollar
until
business.
Tyler bribed me to get
Oh,
dogs.
he already has started it.
Yeah, he already started. I have two.
Wow, so he was
He
a
had
real
done
hustler.
breed 3 or 4 times already.
Wow, so that's a real entrepreneur. So at 14, he already decided, I like them. See, this is gonna talk I like. See, this is when I get back to my episodes. So at 14 years old, he already said, "Mama, I want to breed dogs." And you being a supportive mama, you are, you already saying, "You know what? We're gonna figure this thing out and see what we can do. Let's figure the thing out. Let's go in." And you say, "You know what, baby? I'm gonna keep some dogs." Oh, hey, mom's pops. Look, somebody got the dogs.
Well, the first dog was given to us by his auntie,
Okay.
and the second dog, these he would be on the phone with our cousin Mike Childers, and him and Mike worked out something. And only thing I know was he said, "Mom, let's go pick up my dog." And
He not
I'm
bribe cousin
thinking,
Mike.
yes, he done bribed Mike. So I'm thinking this was a little dog. Mike done gave him the dog. They done worked something out. He teach them everything about breathing. The dogs, Mike taught him a lot, and I appreciate him. Then I said, "Boy, you're not gonna aggravate Mike." Mike said, "This is what you got to do, Tyler. Tyler, this is the dog food you got to give him. This, and I'm gonna take you to California with me because Mike do shows, stuff like that." And he really got into it. He helped him build the kennel. He got the stuff, built the kennel. I help him with the flooring and stuff like that, and we got to finish it. But Mike was very
But see,
supportive.
but think about this. Let me tell you, I don't think, man, I love this talk. I just sad what happened, because he not just breeding dogs in the backyard on a dirt on the dirt. He actually breeding the kennels. He's telling him the food to buy. He's telling him the shows to go to get your dog registered and get the so you can get a show dog when your dog wins prizes, and you get more money for his
He
for his
wrote a
seed.
business plan too. I had it in his obituary. He wrote a business plan.
And wow, who did you encourage that? Or he did that on his own.
Family members, he called his cousin Eric, which is his godbrother. He called his cousin Kendrick, and he said, "Hey, y'all gonna support me?" Asking them for money. So they told him, say, "Yeah, we gonna support you, but you need a business plan." So he wrote one and he called him and read it to them.
He wrote a business plan at 14.
Yes.
I know adults right now who wants to start a business who don't even know how to start a business plan. But
Business
to be
plan.
fair, I didn't write my first business plan until I got to college. But,
I don't even know how to write
right?
a business plan. He wrote it because he kept saying, "Ma, how What I need to say," I said, "it need to come from you." I said, "Just Google it." I said, "Google it and see how to start off." I said, "I can't tell you because I don't know." So he was like, "All right, Mom, I'm gonna Google it." So after a while, he started. He said, "Mom, you ready? You ready?" It was like 2 to 3 days later. I said, "Go ahead." I was driving, and he read it to me, and I was like, "Wow,
That's good.
it's good."
Okay. I haven't seen the business plan. I don't care if it's a dog food, dog thing. Just the fact that he knew, and luckily he had family members to say, "You need a business
Business
plan."
plan,
Okay, and this all that all this is going on year 13, year 14. All this is happening year 14.
yes.
Wow, so all this happened in year 14. Did he get to sell any, did he get to see any dogs get sold or no?
Well, when he started the breathing process, he did it's a fee he charged, so he charged the fee, and he called me outside. He said, "Ma, come here," and I was like, "What?" "Hold my phone and record this." I said, "I don't want to record them dogs doing that." He
You
said,
got to
"Mom,"
do
he
it.
said, "do it because they're going to try to mess with my
You
money."
got to do it.
So when he passed away, we still hadn't received the dogs. And I said, "You know what? I got them videos." But still to this day, we haven't gotten no dogs. We got, the shit Word.
I got you.
Shit.
I got
But
you.
it's okay because
But
God don't like us.
God don't like ugly, and that happens a lot in the dog breed. I know I have a friend of mine who breeds a kind of dog, and he's just receiving getting in the black. But he is 40. He's not doing this at 14. So my God, you're not doing this at 14. By the time he turned
He said he was,
17,
when he said in
18,
high school he was gonna be a billionaire.
I believe it. Why not?
That's what
Why
he
not?
told me. He said, "Mama, buy you a big house." No, he said, "You're gonna have a big house, and I want it back off so we can see people before they get to us." And he said, "I'm gonna have all the kennels in the back with all the dogs." That's what he told me.
And you like whatever you want, son.
I was like, because he kept saying, I was like, "Boy, go on, sit down to me, whatever." I'm going to say, "I'm for real." He said, "You said right there, I'm for real, Mom." I said, "Okay."
Well, I'm glad I keep doing it. So we're going, he going to dogs, you're doing good, he's living life. How many siblings do you have out? I'm gonna give his siblings a shout out.
We have his daddy has
Okay.
eight kids, including my four. And so we have the oldest, Hakia Gaines. Shout out to Hakia. And we have Diamond Benjamin, and we have Maya Benjamin, and we have Maurice Livingston, Nala Benjamin. These are my kids, and Sunshine Benjamin. It's two more, but I can't
Okay.
pronounce their names.
Shout out to them.
Shout
Okay.
out to the
Yeah,
brothers,
because I
the
just want to give, because I know it's a lot for siblings,
sisters. It is.
because sometimes we obviously, I think, to be fair, probably you and his father probably felt the biggest hurt, but sometimes siblings,
They
they have their
feel
own
that.
hurt
They
that's
do.
it's a little different. It might not come then, it might come.
Later on, it
Yeah.
comes, I mean, in my household, it comes every day. Because
Wow.
we're living in a household where we have
Correct.
to wake up to him,
Correct.
sleep, breathe, you
Yeah.
know, him.
Yeah.
And then for my son, you know, they share the same room. So he
Wow.
will wake up and look across, you
And
know, I
now that
have
be his
bunk
brother.
beds and he's not there. So.
And that's your brother. That's his brother. He's the rapper, right?
Yep, that's the rapper.
And what's his name?
Mo Glizzy. But Mark.
Shout out to you, Mo Glizzy. Hey, I seen. Hey, you don't know. Hey, cause is that his song that he did about his brother?
Oh yeah.
Mo Glizzy, I saw that. Hey, see, you don't know who be looking. I saw it. I'm gonna check it out. We might talk about something later. I saw it. So do you remember the day everything transpired?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So how was that day? Explain that day, for even from that morning. How was that day?
That morning we woke up. Every Tyler wakes everybody up.
And what, this is a Saturday or
This
week?
was a Monday.
A Monday. Okay. Is
Monday
this
morning.
summertime? No school? I was school.
Damn, it's around pandemic time.
Oh, so nobody's in school.
Nobody's in
You're right. You're
school.
right. It's pand I forget about the pandemic. Okay.
October. So I woke up that morning. I was supposed to go buy a car that Friday, but I didn't went because I had to wait on my father to accompany me. You know how
Okay.
fathers are. I want to make sure you buy the right
You got that
vehicle.
right.
So, everything was gonna be a surprise. The Tyler got, "Mom, you driving that Honda? Don't drive that Honda to school." They got Tyler that purple Honda. I said, "I'm gonna save my money up and get me a car."
You got that
So
right.
that's what I did.
Okay.
And plus, I was manifesting about a lot of things. So when I finally got the money, I said, "I'm gonna get me a car Monday." My dad took off from work. "Hey, Mom, where you going?" I said, "It's a surprise, you can't go." My first thought that came to my mind, I wanted to take them. But I told him, I said, "Well, y'all stay here, I'll take the girls. Y'all stay home." So me and my father went up all day. We was because it was an all-day thing. All day we were checking on them, calling them, "What y'all doing?" Every time I would look on the camera, Tyler was doing something. He washed my cars. He washed out both of my cars. He cut the grass. He didn't text me, ask me, "Can he go to the store?" Yeah, he was driving. And I said, "Yeah."
That's what I call country living.
Yeah,
You
because
know,
he would.
y'all live a whole different cold out there in the country.
That boy would drive, go to the store when I would be sick, get me ginger ale. He said, "Ma, I know you want ginger ale. Get me Goody powder. Come back, have it for me." So I look, I say, "Dang, Tyler washing cars, Tyler cutting grass." You know, never thought about that. So I finally closed the deal around about 7-ish, 6-ish,
That
something
night?
like that.
Okay.
And my phone went dead as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows me, knows my phone stays dead. And I told my dad, I said, call and check on the boys and tell them we're on the way. And he did it. He said, they good. So we stopped at McDonald's and got something to eat. We got on the interstate. For some reason, my daddy thought we was going backwards. Thought we was going towards Charlotte. So he get off. I'm like, what you doing? He was like, we going backwards. I said, no, we not. We going right. This is the way to go in Orangeburg. He must have was tired because we was in Columbia since that morning. So, I mean, matter of fact, Tyler asked me, said, where you going? He was on the back of my car. I said, none of your business. I said, but look what I got. I showed him all my money.
Yeah.
He was like, Mom, let me get that. He started flexing.
Flexing.
I said, boy, give me my money. I said, don't worry, when I get back, I got something for you. One
okay.
surprise. So anyways, when we got past Orangeburg, my daddy got out of Dodge. Like, I could not see him anymore.
Oh, yeah, I was following behind. Okay.
I was following behind him. And I kept saying, where is my daddy? So I done pushed the pedal, got off of 301, got down the hill. I saw his blinkers. My heart dropped. I was like, what is going on? I said, I know that's not Sandy Blankers. I know that's not Sandy Blankers. My phone still dead. By the time I turned down my road, all I saw was
lights.
Got a little further down, saw tape. I was like, what the hell? I got out of the car. They wouldn't let me go in the yard. First thing, I'm like, let me go in the yard. Let me go in the yard. My daddy, he was banging on the back of the car. I got in the car. I was doing like 100. They told me Tyler was at the urgent care in St. T. So my cousin got in the car at me, and we went to the urgent care. I was driving like 100. She was like, she could slow down. So I was like, no, I'm not slowing down. I'm not slowing down. I need to get Tyler.
I'm going to see
I
my
was
child.
Going past cars. When I got there, I jumped out the car. I asked her where my son was. My mom said she could they fly him. And she was like, I don't see no helicopter, ambulance. I was like, where is he? One of the officers, they pinned me against the car.
Hold up. You there, she was going on your child. You haven't seen, at this time, you haven't seen your child, right?
Mm-mm.
And the officer pinned you against the car.
He took my arms and he placed his hands around my arms and pinned me back.
For what?
I don't even know. Like, he was telling me to calm down. And I was like, calm down. Where is my son? Like, I want to see my son. Like, I need to know what's going on. So another officer by the name of Shepherd, he came and he told that officer to get off of me. Like, what is wrong with you? Get off of her. And he was like, Ms. Oliver, go. Your son is going to Orangeburg. Get in your car and go.
Why would he think, I don't want to use the card. I don't want to use the card.
Oh, you
see. Well, why would he think it would be okay? Obviously, if he officer, like you say, he knows what's going on.
Right.
Why would he think it would be a good idea to pin you like you were an effing criminal?
Like I was a criminal. Yeah.
So the officer Shepherd comes over there. So then he says,
what are you doing? He said, what are
to
you
the
doing?
Officer.
Yeah, let this young lady go. Yeah. And he was like, you told her, Mom? I said, yes. He said, get in your car, go. They're transporting him to
Orangeburg.
I said, thank you. Got in my car and left.
So still at this time, you still haven't seen your son. Nobody has told you anything. Did you even know what happened at this time yet?
I didn't know what happened at the time.
Okay.
I'm driving like 100 on 301.
I bet so.
Going. I caught up with them. I caught up with the ambulance past camera exit.
Okay, I know what that's
like. And when I got in the back of them, it was just pumping him.
Oh, so they actually pulled up and let you inside?
I was on the back of them like this. I saw everything. I was on the back of them.
Okay, see. That's a lot of trauma. So you are driving, you're looking through the back and see that they're pumping your son.
And I just was saying, come on, Tyler. Come on, Tyler.
It's okay. It's okay. Pivot down. Pivot down. Welcome. You take your time. Hey guys, well, thank you for tuning in. We letting this mother tell her story of King Tyler, who was had a tragic accident of last in October of last year, 2019. And guys, coming in, like and share. So we can skip that part. I don't want you,
It's
but
no, it's fine.
see, but I don't want you to have to relive trauma because I felt it
I mean, I relive it every day,
every
so it
day.
don't
Okay,
matter.
okay.
You know, I talk about it when I can and I push through it, you
Okay,
know.
okay.
Like I said, I was praying. My mom was right there and called me, and I kept saying, "Come on, Tyler, you can make it, you can make it. Come on, you got this, you got this." And they pumped him all the way till they got there.
Okay.
They took him out. I jumped out the car, praying.
Okay.
At that moment, all my family came, friends. It was crowded.
Okay.
And I just got feeling that
That's a lot.
my body just got
That's a lot.
hot.
That's a lot.
And I screamed. At that time, I knew my son had passed away. It was
Jesus.
like a detachment.
You actually felt the
I
emotion.
felt and I screamed. Then they called us in the hospital. And as soon as I walked in the room, I saw a preacher. And I said, "Why are you here?" I said, "I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to nobody." The man was telling me, say, when Tyler got there, his people already had dilated and they tried to do whatever they could do to save him. But when he got shot at, it was no saving.
So is that the moment that you found out that he actually got shot, or you actually had found out prior? Because at no point I'm hearing nobody actually like saying,
No, at no what they were saying, I was hearing, but I wasn't hearing what, you know, they were saying, "Oh, something," because at first they were saying something happened to Maurice and Tyler. And I was like, "What is going on? I'm looking over there. I see my brother, but I don't see my boys. So I don't know what's going on." When I got to urgent care, I found out it was Tyler. And Maurice came up to me. And then when we got to the hospital, it's been, you know, everybody saying he was
Listen,
shot, but
okay.
I still didn't took it in.
Because you too busy trying to worry about it. I haven't seen my son. Forget what
I want to see
y'all
him.
talking. I don't know what's going on.
And at that point, when the doctor told me that, I just asked, "Can I see him?" And they told me no. They said he could do, he got, they need evidence. They got the, I couldn't go back there. So that's why I flipped.
So, hold on.
They wouldn't let me back and see him or nothing.
I did not know that. I didn't know that they could even
I
do
said,
that.
because it was a homicide.
Okay.
So you can't go back because you might tamper with evidence, and they needed all the evidence they
They
could
can get.
get. So I lost it.
So how long was it between that and then you actually get to see your son?
I didn't see him until the day they had him in the casket.
Hold up. Hold
Yeah.
up. Hold up. So wait a minute. So that gets to be hold on. So that's it. This happened on Monday, right? So you didn't see your son till
He was in his casket
so that's what, like, because you by 2 or 3 days up.
2 or 3 days later, because they had to take him to Newberry to get an autopsy, to rule out everything, and then they brought him back. And then when Mr. Simmons got him, he called me. He said, "I got your baby." First, he was supposed to go to Williams, but he didn't went to Williams. He went to Mr. Simmons' shop, and Mr. Simmons, because he did real good by me and my family. Because of the life insurance, it when it's ever, I don't know if people are aware of this or not, but when you have insurance on someone and it's a homicide, the insurance have to investigate. So it's not, they're not going to pay you out right then and there. It's going to take about a month or two before they pay you. So Mr. Williams dealt with me with that. But Mr. Williams did.
You mean Paul Simmons did what you with it, but Mr. Williams didn't.
No.
Who see?
Mr. Williams is Williams' funeral
Okay.
celebrate.
Okay, and they didn't do.
No. He told me to look at it like I didn't have insurance.
Well, he wasn't even trying to be
He
understanding.
wasn't trying to be understanding.
But Simmons.
Mr. Simmons said he done dealt with situations like that before. And Mr. Simmons said they're going to pay out. I said, I know they're going to pay out because my insurance is active. It's something they take out my bank account every
Okay.
month. He said, you know what? He said, I lost a child. He said, I'm not worried about that right now. Let's get your son buried.
And this is Paul Simmons from Simmons Funeral.
Yes.
Shout out to Paul. Shout out, Mr. Simmons from Paul Simmons from Paul Simmons Funeral Home. Wow, because you would think that, because I'm pretty sure the one at Ellery might have been more like of a
He
family.
was. He buried almost everybody in my family, on my grandma's side.
Now all of a sudden.
Now, I don't know what happened in between, but I'm showing you my insurance policy. Me staying is active, but I don't know if he was unsure that he was gonna pay out. But I didn't kill my son. They gonna
Yeah.
pay out.
Jesus. Okay, so now I know when you go to see your son, like you said, I think that's crazy. I didn't know these rules. I didn't know that you
I
had to
could have
wait.
seen him because I actually wanted to do his hair, but I didn't. My aunt did his hair. So she FaceTimed me, but she only showed me his hair and
Yeah, that's a lot.
she said, this is how you want it. And I said, yeah. So I was like, I don't know if I'm ready. So when I did went to see him the next morning, it was like he was sleeping. He looked so good, like he was just at peace. And everybody asked me, still to this day, I have people question why I got him a red casket. The story behind that is I did the room over and I asked both of him and Maurice to say, what kind of comforter do you want? Maurice said, Ma, it don't matter. Tyler said, Ma, I want red comforters. I said, boy, I'm not gonna be able to find a red comforter. I went to two Walmarts. I would find one, but I wouldn't find the other one. I said, Lord, I got to get two comforters. I look on Amazon. I said, that's going to take too long to get. Went to Walmart in Manning, found two red comforters, sheets and everything. So when I put him in a red cast because I thought about that comforter set.
And being there at rest and
And
sleeping.
red, and I wanted him to be comfortable.
I had a question. This kind of pissed me off a little bit. That go to show how the people think about the most minute things.
They
You just
do.
lost
The
your dang
story.
son, and they worry about what color
And
casket
they
you got
thought it
him in?
was gang related. And it wasn't.
What? This is why sometimes I hate people. I don't care if it was because he liked red lighted parts when he was a little boy.
I don't
That's not
care.
none of their. How about if you gonna support me? If you
Support.
gonna support me, support me. If you gonna love, you give me love. Give me love. Don't. That's black folk wisdom time. Why
Yeah.
casket? So I'm gonna back up a little bit. So even though he's not here to tell how he really feels. I'm talking about your other son, Maurice. But how did you? How did you, as a mother, through your mother eyes? Because sometimes I think we view people through the eyes that we see. How did you, as a mother, feel that how your son feel? Because he was actually there.
I had to take everything away from him.
I bet you did.
I had to take everything away. And when I mean take everything away from him, like snatch his soul, like take everything. I'm carrying the weight. Cause when you're attached to your kids, you don't have to ask them how they feeling.
They'll tell you.
Not even tell you. You can feel it.
Wow.
That's how I tell people my kids attached to my hip. I could feel the emotions. I could feel their stress. I could feel if they're happy. So I had to take on everything they're feeling and just carry the weight and make sure every day when they wake up, they're on a level where they can maintain.
Okay.
Because there's no, it, as a mother that, you know, lost a son and you got kids and that's their brother, it's a lot for them to intake. You know, they're not going to too much tell you how they're feeling. You got to ask. They're going to tell you they're okay,
yeah,
but they're not.
Mm-mm.
So you got to constantly tell them and say, I know how you're feeling.
Okay.
You want to talk about it, we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Maurice started back rapping. I said, express yourself in your rap.
Mm-hmm.
Say how you feel. Don't hold nothing in.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how you're feeling. He said, Ma, I smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's not good,
mm-hmm.
but if that's what you got to do, I mean, I drink. I caught myself. I stopped drinking about three, four weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that I had a bad anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing liquor with
mm-hmm.
anxiety medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I had an anxiety attack so bad I didn't remember after coming back.
Yeah, that'll definitely do it because that's a lot.
I said, I got to stop drinking. I said, I'll go on a trial or something because I'm carrying so much of weight. I'm being there for everybody and I'm overriding myself.
Hey, who's there for you?
And who's there? My family did there for me, but everybody got different lives. Everybody work, everybody do this, everybody do that. I'm still home by myself. I'm still home by myself with my kids, trying to make sure they're functioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking my anxiety medicine, drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad, I ride with liquor in my cup.
So did you ever thought about doing like therapy or?
Yeah, we go to counseling.
Okay.
I'm laughing about that because I cussed the counselor out.
Oh, Lord, no, Lord. The enemy jumped out of y'all.
I cussed the counselor out. So, you know, now we have a new counselor. So
okay.
We're going to try that. We're going to try it again.
Okay.
You know, but we tried it. The kids don't like it. But I think that it helps me.
Okay.
Because I did a journal, I write, you know, but it always be a moment where I flip.
On the counselor, or you flip over by the emotions?
I get emotional. I get to thinking. Sometimes I can hear a taller voice. I still causes me.
Okay.
So, you know, counseling is good because you get to talk. I talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to my family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Okay, so do you ever do the counseling by yourself without your kids?
Yeah, by myself.
I think that's best too.
By myself and with the kids. Yeah.
Okay, because I think you probably, especially the little ones, they probably get it, but they don't. They like we just
they
said.
Don't really like my 10-year-old. She don't. Excuse me. She expresses herself a lot. She expresses herself more than my 12-year-old. Do she?
Mm-hmm.
She cries a lot. She's very emotional for Tyler's birthday. She cried when it was time to start the first day of school.
Okay.
She cried. Like, she'll burst out and cry.
Wow.
And then, you know, I'm getting different reactions from her. So
okay.
Her and Tyler was real close.
Okay.
And he actually visited her for her birthday. Mm-hmm.
And that's what she wanted?
Yeah, well, she didn't really want it because she was scared. But I told her it was all right. It was Tyler. Because my phone kept going off. And I was like, this alarm kept going off.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the phone because she always has my phone, but she never looked on the app.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to open that app, I was like, oh, my God. I'm glad she didn't see it.
What app?
It's the app for your alarm system.
Okay.
And the alarm kept going off like, dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. And finally, I looked at it. And it was like a white spirit just came and it left.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna show you.
Okay, I'm glad she didn't see it neither.
Yeah, because she wouldn't have went to sleep that night because I didn't went to sleep till that morning. I didn't
Okay.
went to sleep because
Next
I was
week.
like, is he here?
Why lie?
Yeah.
Okay, so how is, and when I ask these questions, answer as much as you can and don't answer as much as you can.
Okay.
Okay. So how is Big Brother? You took it from him because I know because he was there. Okay.
Yeah. Maurice, he is. We're speaking about Maurice, right? Maurice is. I tell you, it's so much on him. Like when it first happened, he was like, "Man, it's supposed to be me." I'm just like, "It's not supposed to be either one of y'all, cause nobody got no business shooting towards my home." He was like, "Ma, it's my fault." "No, it's not." I said, "No, it's not your fault." Like, we had to counsel him every day. He would go to Tyler Grave every day. He never cried much, but he would just be so sad. And he would be like, "Ma, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you know, it's sad. It's real sad because he said, you know, I wake up every morning and I don't see my brother. He, sometimes I wake up like 3 o'clock in the morning and he would be on the floor sleeping beside
What's
me."
up? Okay.
He told me say he missed him so much. They would be together every day, fishing. You know, that was his role dog. So to me, I gotta always check on him because he was there. He had his brother
On
blood
him.
on his hands. He had to carry his brother, you know, that's a lot.
It's a lot. And I thank God that anybody has a sibling assigned to a family, or even a close friend. Because sometimes I call it, I have friends who have done things, I call them, we can have a very weak moment. Sometimes in those weak moments, we can make everlasting effects. And sometimes I think it's the guys for those weak moments, because I know, I don't know Maurice, but I know for a fact that he had to have some almost weak moments,
Oh,
because
yeah.
that is a lot. You're talking about my little brother. You talk, you got other, all
He
kind of other
do.
entities
He do.
involved, and
He slips sometimes. And I have to catch him and I have to say, "Look, Tyler wouldn't want this. You got to be better than this. You got a future.
Because no
Tyler
matter
don't want to
what,
see you like this."
yo, no matter what happens, this is to you, Maurice. No matter what happens, no matter what revenge, your brother, he's in a better place. He's in a better place, and you understand that. I've lost loved ones, and but some things, hopefully, some things. But yeah, let the system work itself out while you can, because that's a
Yeah,
lot. I just don't want that king, because I realized he was there.
he was there.
I want that king to be strong and know that king. I don't even know you, but king, you are loved. You are a black king. And don't let nobody else's stupidity trick you out your position.
Right.
And I mean, I don't even know you, but that's definitely for you.
It's
Okay.
definitely a struggle every day.
I believe it.
It is, and people don't. I don't know if they don't understand or they're just ignorant to, we don't have time for extra shit because I gotta make sure I'm straight when I get up. I get up 5 o'clock, sometimes I be up 4 o'clock, but I be praying because I need strength to make sure my kids don't see me weak, make sure they see that I'm strong so they can go throughout their day. Because when I'm down, Maurice, it takes effect on him. It takes effect on all of them, but Maurice the most,
Or he get the
because he
mo
gets the thinking.
Okay.
And I don't want that.
Wow.
He gets to thinking that, "Ma, why? Like, you know, No, I don't. I don't want that. So I pray every morning. I pray throughout the day, strength, God to guide me, put your angels around me, so I could be there for my kids.
Different kids, and that's really all you want at the end of the day. So you get there. So all right, life after Tyler is very hard. You gotta get done. Okay, so when does how can I put it? When does the point where you guys get, like I say, answer or don't answer? When is the point that you guys get closer on the incident that happened? How far from that when it happens to when the police, the same dirty dogs who freaking pin you down, I can't get over that. I think that's crazy.
Me either.
To when they pin you down and say, "All right, Ms. Oliver, we have blah, 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 and blah.
Right.
Who we believe are associated with the incident
Crime.
with your son."
I can say that we're getting closer
Okay.
to closure.
Okay, closer to closure.
Far further than where we have been.
Okay.
October 5th will be a year. That came pretty fast,
Okay.
so I can say we're getting closer.
Okay, that is fair. That's been a whole year.
Yeah, that
Okay.
was fast.
So how you feel? Because I know, because I still feel like a year, that's not long.
It's not long. Time's sneaking up on me so much
Yeah.
that sometimes I don't even know when holidays come. I don't know when. I didn't even know it was my birthday. So
Wow.
my cousin said, "Your birthday tomorrow." I was like, "What?" So it's just me still being caught up in dealing with this situation.
Okay.
So like I say, making sure my kids good and putting things off.
'Cause you know what, it's so sad. It's almost like us being parents and you being a good mother, from what I've seen today, and especially the story you're telling me. It's almost sometimes I was like, as a parent, you got to wait till the middle of the night to go cry. Because you got to take care of everybody. You got to do homework. You got to
I
do
do.
everything before you can say, "All right, everybody good. Everybody good. Everybody good. All right, now I can have my stuff." Not even sit down and cry, just to even just breathe.
And it be like, "Mom, be like, huh? What happened?" Because if they see me cry, they may get
Then
all
they're gonna
wound
go.
up. And I used to do that before this incident even happened. I used to wait till they go to sleep, go in the bathroom, and cry. Because I always felt like, oh, this single parent thing is just a lot. But I got used to it. Like I said, my kids got attached to my hip. And it wasn't no questioning, nothing. You just do what you got to
Yeah,
do.
and it probably helps when your kids get. Let me shout out. Let me say this right here, because this is another topic. Single mothers been getting on me.
Shout
Shout out to single mothers
the single
and
mothers.
the single fathers, because
Single
we don't get
fathers
enough
too.
love too. But because sometimes I told somebody, I was giving somebody some advice. And I think sometimes when I tell them to do things to their children, I'm viewing it through the eyes of me being a dad saying it.
Right.
And I realize that that's not the same
It's not the same.
dynamic.
Nope.
It's not the same dynamic. So sorry, you get the job, you're getting the job done. Now you have an 18-year, he's eight, the older boy, 18.
18. And he get it twisted. He be like, "Oh, she ain't no single mother." Yes, I am. Because you're a single mother when you're in the household with your
Okay.
kids by
Oh, so
yourself.
you must clear that up for somebody else. You must
Yeah,
you know
because
if he
people be
knows.
like, "Oh, you ain't single mother." Yes, you are. When the father comes in and out, like come in and out, meaning by giving that visits, but not just staying there. No, you're a single mother. You're a single mother because a single mother means you take care of doctor's appointments. You're at the schoolhouse. You're there to talk to the their mental state, their physical, their hair, listen what they had going on in school today. That's single parenting.
Okay.
Because if it's two, we can swap out. But when you're not swapping out, you're on your own. So I'm a single parent. I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take that.
Shout out to the single parent and shout out to whoever
Yeah,
that
because sometimes you
shot
be like, when you listen to, you got to listen to four kids, four
for.
different personalities. Just think about if you just had one more person so they could talk to. But I take it all in. Days I be like, let him talk first and then you talk next. And then we'll talk as a group. So, it's a struggle with that. But I got used to it. I came up with a routine and we went by that routine.
So that's good. So look, hey, you still getting the job done.
I'm still getting a job done
Getting the
as
job
a
done.
single parent. They still get fussed at. We still sit down and eat and talk about things. Talk about people. They love to talk about people. But I be telling y'all, don't do that. Don't talk about people, or don't let nobody hear you talk about people.
Hey,
So,
that's more the real answer, right?
and I tell him, I said, don't you let nobody hear you say that. But you know, I love my kids. I have an open relationship with them. I tell them, don't hide nothing from me. And tell them, you can lie to somebody else, but you better
Don't
not lie to me.
be, you know, that's very true, because I don't think sometimes kids understand. Tell me the truth, because I can't go to bat for you if I don't know the truth.
I'm the only one can help you.
Yeah, you gotta tell me the truth. Then after you tell me the truth, then we can decide what truth you gonna let be told. If you're being real, tell me the truth.
Tell me the
Then
truth.
we can decide what truth is gonna be told.
But I always told my boys, no matter what, because they, you know, boys is different from girls. So I tell them, I said, no matter what, tell me the truth, because I'm always gonna have your back. But I'm gonna tell you if you're wrong, but I'm gonna have your back. Sometimes, man, dang, I shouldn't have told them that, because they used to come to me, my, look at this, look, I, boy,
That's too much.
hold on now. But that was our thing, you know, tell me the truth. And Maurice will get, sometimes he will get mad at Tyler because Tyler will tell me
He said
everything.
too much of the truth. He said everything.
He would tell me everything. He didn't care. He said, Mom, that's such a, I'd be like, really? Wait till Maurice get here. Ain't nobody but Tyler tell you that. Yes, he did.
What? That's good, and I'm glad to hear the kind of relationship. See, because see, because it's two kind of crying mamas. The kind of mother like you are that miss their child, and the kind of mother they are, the mothers that's crying because they know they didn't do right by their kids.
And let me tell you something. I did what it was, the news. They said they did so many interviews with mothers that lost their kids. And I was the first mother that they did an interview with that the kid actually was living in the home. And I was like, wow.
I'm telling the story to make it sense. I'm like, you crying because you know you ain't the right about your child.
Yeah, and I was like, that's really crazy. So
Wow, that's great, but I'm not surprised.
I was, because you never know things. You never know, like, dang, they on the news crying like this child lived with them, and they don't.
What happens is sometimes dads just can't make don't make bigger deals. Sometimes the same face.
You're right.
Sometimes the same face. And I just leave that at that.
Yeah.
I'll do that at that. But okay, so you're going on, everybody's doing good. So now if you as you reflect now, how do you feel as though cause like even I me and my mom talk about this sometime. She look cause she lost her brother, she lost her father, she lost her mother. That's my grandma in 2008, and she said sometimes her word advice was to me was, she said it never gets easy, but as time goes by, it gets a little easier. But
Lifts
she
up.
said sometimes it still hit her.
It
She said
does.
she could be putting up a pair of shoes, and she said shoes that
That thing will hit you.
my grandma.
I know people think I be crazy. Because I yell, I stomp, I scream, because it hits me. Because I be looking for my son. Like in the morning time when I wake up, I be looking for him. When sometime I get up, get up, just go in his room. I look at videos. I mean, when it hits you, it hits you. And I don't really think I'm ever gonna heal from this.
But I don't think you, I don't think you,
People tell me that you're gonna heal. You're gonna, no, I'm not.
I think you're just gonna always carry on with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't think we're supposed to heal for certain things.
I don't think we're gonna heal. I think he still feel like, I still can feel his presence. Like I'd be like, Tyler, and I look.
And not there, but see, I am glad that you're doing that. A lot of our people don't do that. You're actually doing counseling. You actually seeked help.
I tried counseling.
You tried
I
counseling,
tried
and you're gonna go back again.
I'm gonna go back because I feel like
you're not cussing one lady out. They got your new counselor
yeah.
now.
I'm gonna go back because I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm going backwards,
Yeah.
and I don't want
Look, you
that.
can't have
Some
that.
days I feel like I'm going backwards, and because I was at a point where I lost so much weight, I wasn't eating.
Stress not.
My cousin tell me, said, "Bitch, you gonna disappear." I'm gonna say, bitch, your neck's so little. I said, stop telling me that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat, like, I would eat pieces, but I wasn't eating or nothing. So some
Okay.
days I feel like, you know, I need counseling back.
It's just the anxiety. But you know, I'm glad that you,
Anxiety back.
let me tell you something that you said. I'm glad you said you noticed that you were developing a problem and you say, let me fall back on this. Because some people don't realize,
Talking about the drinking.
yes, some people don't realize the issue. And guess what they'll keep doing? Going and going. Then it just, at some point, some people get to the cliff and realize it. And some people just never come back. Because that's a dramatic loss. And I would hate for anybody to try to minimize your pain, minimize your trauma, minimize you going through, because that's what we ain't going to do here. And that's a lot.
But I told my family, they didn't know that I was drinking every day. They didn't know, but I was drinking. I mean, I would walk around with a shot of liquor in my pocketbook, take it out, because I felt like it helped with the pain, you know. But
It would just make
that's
you know.
not help. That's not helping
It just make you feel good for them moments
for
of
that moment. Because when I go down and lay down at night, it still hurts.
right back.
It's right back. So I say I got to give this up.
And look at you.
And I'm going on a trial. So I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I'm going on a
Hey,
trial.
if it's one day.
I'm taking it one day at a time. Because one day I had one to drink so bad, I was like, you're going to beat this girl. You're not going to drink. You're going to beat this.
I believe in whatever people, if it's one day, or if you say I'm not gonna drink between these hours, I believe just those steps,
You got it.
just those steps, because you know what's best for you. Because guess what? Not because it's bigger than you,
It is.
because you got
It is.
babies. And I like that you tell the story about Tyler and this happened to him, because that's why I start off, who is Tyler? Because sometimes I think our black boys, when things like this happen, they're just a name with a RIP hashtag.
Yeah.
And that's why before we said what happened, who is Tyler?
Who
What
is
is he?
Tyler?
A boy with a business plan, a boy with a thing. Because I noticed when the other kids died, they showed them with their dog, they hunting dog. They said he was a great ass student. When one of our kids
Kids
happened,
got
it just
they
say,
don't
young black man,
hashtag
14 died.
from Santee or from Charleston. They don't say much, but they did say that Tyler was interested in dogs and stuff like that. A little some all kind of kid.
And I love, because I tried to read the article. I'm like, well, I think
Yeah.
maybe sometime when articles have been so far, they won't let you, they won't let me read the whole article.
Depends on who.
Who it is, you? You're right. You're right. You're
Because
right.
now that you say that, when I pay attention,
Yeah, because
yeah.
I'm looking, because I was looking, because I was trying to, I did my own little investigation. You
Yeah.
know, I did my own investigation, because I know I got some people from down that way. Shout out my people from Utahville, Santee, Ellery, Vance, Holly
Yeah.
Hill. So, because I'm like, okay, let me see if I can find some stuff. And I'm like, it just so, boy, like a pad. I like, where's the interest are? Like I said, maybe the articles that I was finding weren't enough. But if I type in those other people, it happened. A whole man committed, hurt, killed himself in Hampton. They had a whole bio on him. In the paper, I had to cut my words off because I didn't want to trigger certain words. But so a year ago, so you feel as though, well, we're not gonna count that little moment we had. You said, yeah, a little moment. So we're gonna skip that little moment. So besides that little space and time, you feel as though you have gotten more better, not better. What's the word on you? Yeah, I've got more. What's the word I use? Not better, but more.
Yeah,
I don't want.
with the echo.
No, that go. We over
Oh.
that. I was talking about with the passing of Tyler. You've got more. Just.
No, I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten to that point. I still like you said, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
So that's what I do. I never know how I'm gonna feel when I wake up. You know, sometimes there's days I don't even want to get up, but I make
Yourself get
myself
up.
get up, cause he will be the one that wake me up. Even my get up, my it's time to go, my you up, my you got hair to do, my.
So you a stylist?
Yeah, I do dreads.
Okay, the dress. Okay, shout out. So I'm pretty
Shout
sure everybody on here probably know you do dress. See, I got a bald head, so I don't know about. I don't know. I don't know about that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, so you know, it's one day at a time. Like you
Okay.
say, it's just when I get up, I never know.
What's
My
gonna
day
happen?
might start good, it might end bad. It might
You think so?
start bad, it might
Ain't good.
end good. It just depends on how I'm
How you
feeling.
feeling?
Some things remind me of him throughout the day. Like if I'm in the shop doing hair, I still be looking for him because I'll be like, Tyler to that door. Oh, you know. So it's a daily thing with this. And you know, things gonna get
Oh man,
better as far as me coping with it, but
yeah,
it's just taking time.
it'll take time. And I think whenever the other closer comes, I think when that closer comes, that might bring that'll help at least shed one chapter.
Yeah, shit, one
Well, yeah,
chapter.
when that closure comes, because I'm gonna you get better. Because I laugh like now, I get smiles because my biggest loss that I suffered, I haven't suffered a major loss. Well, I lie for RP my homeboy Baron, but before that was my grandma in 2008, and that's the people laughing at me. That's the last time I shed a tear. I haven't crashed in 2008.
That's a long
That's
time.
2008.
That's
2008 is the last time I've shed a tear.
long time.
But I still down. I think of certain things and I smile. Sometimes I don't cry. I don't cry. But I feel like the emotion of sadness. And I think if I wasn't me, that it would make me cry.
Right.
Not saying I'm not no tough guy, nothing, guys. But I just can't explain it. If for men who
Yeah,
know who go through
right.
different things,
I
we
feel
understand.
sick. Like I get nauseous.
Nauseous.
I get, it's just a feeling that you just, because on my way up here, I got sick. Like I felt nauseous
Cause you
and
know you talk
not that I just felt like, why he not here? Like I
about
want
it.
him here and I get sick. I get, it's just a feeling like it's
You
a
tell me.
bad feeling.
I understand. Soon as you told me about the story, soon as we conversated, I looked it up. I have this thing with my people. When I saw it, I then when I saw those pictures, I'm like, that's a black king. And let me tell you, I'm not gonna lie. Shout out to Big Murph down there in Santee, Utahville. I think Big Murph, Utahville. But the thing about me is, I say, man, Murph, that's a football player there. He beat him dog, but we had him. Hey, that's a tight end there.
Yeah,
Just because I looked at him, I say, well, I did would have had a shot of Big Murph down there, or he'd have been a late Marion Gator. Because those coaches, I'm like, he don't know it. Those coaches were going to harass him. But see, that's the
did
humanizing part. That's what we see.
right.
They see, that's a, well, I'm a guy. I'm looking at him. He's probably 5, 10, 5, 11, 8,
He was
14 years old.
tall. He was tall.
Probably might have been 6 even. So I'm like, oh, okay, see, but that's. Because we are us and we humanize our sons more than
And
the
he
world
fight for
does.
that chair that day. I was like, y'all, please let him get the chair.
And now look.
I said, please let him get, because I got this thing every since my kids was young. We took photos every 5 years.
You already got some good photos too.
And
I got two on y'all see the two
that
on the flyer.
was the last 5 year
Okay.
photo with Tyler in it. And for some reason, Tyler fight for that chair. And he was like, boy, go ahead and get that chair, boy. And the way he propped up in that chair, I was like, people say you know your day when your day coming. It's already made out. This day was already made for us. Like
I
it
guess.
just was strange to me. Because every day I would fuss at him and Maurice about them beds. Make them beds up. Clean up your room. toddler bed still made up from how he left it. A year later, an hour, don't y'all sit on his bed tucked, still smell like him, his shoes still line up. That boy never did that before. And that particular day, he made his bed, his shoes was lined up.
And wash your cars,
wash
cut the
my
grass.
cars, cut the grass, and had his phone on a charge. That boy don't have his phone on a charge. He's
like
in
him,
his pocket.
Like his mama.
Yep. So it just, I look at stuff like that, and I look at him telling me the week before he passed, say, Mom, he said, these was his words. He said, I'm going to be famous. And you gonna be rich.
There you go.
And I said, boy, you better get out my face with that crap. He said, for real, man. He looked at me and said, I'm gonna be famous. And you gonna be rich. Watch what I tell you.
Ain't nothing wrong
I
with
said,
that.
Okay. And I said, we gonna see.
And you never know. Your son still might make you rich.
Who said I ain't rich?
Who I'm playing with? There you go. You say you ain't rich. Hey.
I said, I ain't rich.
Hey. I'm gonna pay up now. I like that one. That's a good one. Hey, you probably hey, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. Let me put some respect on your name. But I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for trusting Marvel Sports and Life to tell your story in a classy way. Cause you know I ain't come on no bull job.
No, you didn't.
You know I ain't come on no bull job.
I really
you know.
Appreciate you know talking with you and stuff like that. And I just really want to you know tell everybody like. My main thing is I don't want nobody to feel sorry for me because I have people that some people they how you doing this and that? I'm not doing good. What you want me to say? I'm doing good. I'm not. I'm not doing good. I'm at a stable place. But the thing is, I don't want people to feel sorry for me because y'all need to be preparing yourself because y'all they gonna come too, whether. You gotta bury your mama, your cousin, your brother, your sister, or whether your kids. Prepare yourself and prepare your kids for that day. Because the message I want to tell people is everybody day coming.
You're right.
And you gotta prepare. Be prepared. You gotta be entwined with God.
Correct.
You got to, because that's how I'm getting through. God. I mean, I was into reading my Bible, reading scriptures before, but now I do it on a daily basis. And not just because that happened. I've been doing it, but now I do it more. I manifest. I take out time because without him, I wouldn't be stable enough to even hold this conversation with you. I wouldn't be stable enough to even go through my day, to even push, to even get up, drive a car, talk to my kids. And I could feel the energy sometimes. People look at me and they be like, oh, I feel sorry for you. Don't feel sorry for me. Because I'm going through what I have to go through. This is my journey. But your journey gonna come.
Correct.
This day was already, that day, everything was already laid out.
Correct.
And it's just I tell people I'm a walking testimony. You know how people say I'm a walking billboard? I'm a walking testimony. Because prior to this, my daughter was sick with epilepsy, diagnosed with epilepsy, they have seizures every day. So my life is just a testimony. You know, I deal with that. When Tyler passed away, she was in the hospital for a week with seizures activity, still on a daily basis. So, don't feel sorry for me.
You good.
Because I'm walking my journey. And they gonna have to walk theirs. But the question is you ready?
You're right.
If you ain't ready, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself because things coming.
You're right.
So, this is my message that I want to tell everybody. Like,
it's coming.
I hope I be like, inspirational person to people. They look at me because you never know what people going through.
Correct.
You never know what state of mind a person in because they lost somebody or what they feeling or how they feeling. So I'm just here to tell everybody, like, keep your head up. Whatever you're going through, stay blessed. Focus. Get into it. Get into God. Like, live your life doing it too.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Live your life doing it.
You guys heard him tell you some guy. I'm motivated too. Hey, she let me know. Hey, boy. Hey, I am rich. Who you think you playing with? You
Yeah.
said you sitting beside of me and then don't play with me. Like I said, we shot. I got this episode 70. You guys, if you're sitting here, if you're watching this on Facebook, hit that like and that share button. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe, that like and that share button. If you're listening to a pod, if you listen to this to a podcast, thank you for listening. You're listening to the other Facebook page. They're watching it. You're listening, watching this on Instagram. Thank you for watching this. Have you found me? Thank you guys for tuning in, guys. You see how the platform is constantly evolving. This was different. We let a mother come up here tell a story, and we made a positive story. We just don't want to just dwell on the tragedy. We wanted to. This is a story of a mother fighting because she knows she got to go on for her other children, and she got to live for her also, and while still keeping her son name alive and well. I'm gonna tell you something, guys, and if
Long
you
live Tyler.
follow her on social media, I had to put the hashtag in there. Long live Tyler.
Yes, and Mondays are for Tyler.
Money's off for
Always.
Tyler every Monday.
I haven't stopped the Monday yet.
Why not?
I
No,
always post
I'm
them.
just saying.
Yeah, I know. I always post them on Mondays.
You should. And
Mondays are for Tyler.
that's your thing. And shout out to your other son for having the rap video on top, the rap video
Awesome.
in honor of his brother. But well, thank you guys for tuning in. Episode 7. I'm gonna treat the last words before I sign out.
All I want to say is long live Tyler.
Long the time, just like that, guys. We are episode 70. Hey guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Please tell a friend about it. And for the visuals, you can find me on YouTube at Marvin Sports and Life, one word, and at Facebook, The Marvin Sports and Life Show. Hey guys, please tell a friend about it. Thank you for listening. Signing out.